You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet. Kasama ko ngayon para sa pagsuma ng tatlong games kagabi si Mike Moran at ating pag-uusapan una sa lahat ang laban sa Japan versus Colombia kung saan red card agad, hindi ba Mike?
Yes, that's right, Maridel. Good morning and good morning to all the listeners out there. Japan were, at the end of it, they were deserved 2-1 winners over Colombia. We're unfortunate to have a man sent off in the third minute for a deliberate handball in the penalty area. Now, this was the first red card for the 2018 World Cup. The penalty kick was converted by Japan's Kagano, and then they led 1-0. So Colombia's 10 men pressed well against the 11-man Japanese in the first half, who were not urgent enough in keeping possession. So they gave away quite a lot of possession to Colombia. And it seemed like Colombia had 11 against 11. Anyway, the Colombian pressure saw a free kick awarded, which was, this was in the 37th minute, was taken by Colombia's Quintero. It was a smart, cute, and cheeky free kick, which was low and hard, and it actually went under the wall. Because the last few free kicks, You notice they were all over the wall, and normally when the kicker kicks, the players in the wall, they try and jump and stop it. This one, the players jumped and he kicked it underneath, so very cheeky, and it just went to the side of the actual side of the goal. Very, very well taken free kick. So that made it 1-1. In the second half, Japan created much more openings, and they started playing their own brand of football. They're known about. So it was good to see the Japanese go back to their own kind of football. Osaki got the chance with a header from a Honda free kick midway in the second half, and Japan ended up winners 2-1 against the unfortunate Colombians. It was the first Asian team to actually beat a South American, so it's very significant in World Cup. So they actually made history. At the end, a very entertaining match. The second game?
Yes, Senegal versus Poland.
Okay, this was significant too because it was an African team against a Polish team. And up to that time, we have not seen any African teams win. So anyway, after a defensive mistake by Poland, Senegal scored first after they created a few chances. And they limited the Poles in the in their attack. The Senegalese were well organized, and they are very compact in defense. They also showed that they're just not a one man team. So everyone was expecting them to rely on their star, the Sadio Mane, who plays for Liverpool. No, Poland had difficulty breaking down the effective Senegal defense, and they started a little bit more aggressive in the second half. However, the Senegal had scored another goal before that because of a Polish defensive mistake between the fullback and the goalkeeper. Poland pressed hard throughout the second half. They were a lot more urgent, and they were finally rewarded in the 84th minute with a header by Krajkovic, who plays for West Bromwich in England, resulted from a free kick. Senegal ran out the time and were winners 2-1. So this was also significant because it was the first African win in World Cup 2018. And Maridel, you know, the final game, Russia against Egypt, was actually my pick of the three games. This match was high tempo, it was pulsating and entertaining. Russia were deserved winners. And they proved the critics wrong. It was an extraordinary performance for the host nation. After winning 5-0 against Saudi Arabia, a lot of people were saying they were going to have a much, much more difficult time against Egypt, which they did in the beginning. But however, once they scored the first goal, they showed a lot of potential. And it's very encouraging to see the host nation like Russia playing so well. So it was an extraordinary performance. Egypt was a good test for the following the Saudi Arabian. Anyway, the first goal from Russia came from an own goal. It was a defensive error by the Egyptian goalkeeper. He punched the ball out when he could have caught it, and it went straight to a Russian forward who took a shot, and it deflected off one of Egypt's defenders. It was actually an own goal. The second goal was the best goal of the day, which was the result of good interplay in the forward, and it was scored by the Russian Chelyshev. The third goal was a defensive lapse by Egypt. Egypt managed to come back and score with a late penalty, which was converted by Salah. But Salah was good in the match. He didn't do enough, really. I think in the match, and it was not his best. Anyway, it was a good performance by Russia, and I actually look for them to play better football in the future, in the next couple of games. So all in all, three very entertaining matches, and the top was the Russia-Egypt match was very entertaining.
So kung tama yung intindi ko, sinisilip na nila yung pwesto nila para sa knockout stages?
Yes, unless there is a surprise, but if all else goes equal with the other members in the group, Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. I think if Saudi Arabia actually would beat Uruguay, it would give them a better opportunity. But Russia is assured with two wins and eight goals in their favor to really enter the next round, the round of 16.
Wow. So hanggang sa susunod na laban, Mike Moran. Salamat.
Okay. Thank you very much. And to the listeners, and have a good day, Maridel.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.